Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti. So as we have gotten into the month of November, a lot of people like to qualify that as holiday season with Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, lots of fun holidays for people to celebrate. So in terms of the Perry Chamber of Commerce, can you just give us a little bit of insight on what is going to be coming up soon with the Perry Chamber of Commerce?
Well, we are definitely getting into that, as you say, holiday season and the very festive time of year where there's lots of different activities for the holidays. And so we've got plenty of that going on this year too. So starting off next week, we will have a holiday sip and shop at area merchants, 5 to 8 p.m. So that's that after hours holiday shopping experience for people. That will also lead right into Art on the Prairie, where some businesses will have their holiday open houses that weekend. It should be a very busy weekend here in Perry with shoppers from all over Iowa coming for the art show, as well as the holiday open houses, dining, etc. So both days, Saturday and Sunday. And then looking ahead as we're going into the rest of the month, because really it's going to be here before we know it. We're looking ahead to that day after Thanksgiving is going to be the lighted parade, followed by Small Business Saturday. And so we're just gearing up for all of those activities, as well as thinking ahead to, as we're coordinating the Festival of Trees reshuffled this year, helping out the gals that usually put that on at the Carnegie. So lots of different little activities that are going on, big and small, as far as our involvement and also the impact in our community, but really gearing up for the holidays.
Now, can you just talk to us a little bit more about what's going to be happening with Art on the Prairie next weekend?
So there will be lots and lots of things going on as far as how that impacts the chamber. We are just kind of a sideline partner there in support of this organization that does all of the work. That's Art on the Prairie. And it should be really exciting. There are 40 artists, visual artists, that will be set up in 7 buildings, as well as 30 musicians that will be performing throughout the day, both days. In addition to that, the Perry Public Library has a really great lineup of activities as well. So they have Chad Elliott. Elliot is a singer, songwriter, artist, you name it, he does it. He will be providing 3 children's performances, music performances at the library throughout the weekend. So it's a great thing for all ages, all interests, as well as an art dedication with a new artwork there at the library, as well as some activities for make and take sort of thing. They'll have some local artists set up there, but then the 40 artists that I mentioned will be in the 6 other buildings. That's the Hotel Patsy, Security Bank Building, which is where City Hall is, Carnegie Library Museum, Towncraft, that's where the chamber office is, Betsy Peterson Designs, and also La Poste. So those 6 buildings are where you will find the artists that will be set up and the musicians that will be playing. But it's going to be a really fun, big weekend in general, because I mentioned those holiday open houses. So it's just a good hustle bustle time of year to celebrate the change of seasons, the holidays, this really big art festival in our community, and then bringing people together as well.
Now, even though it's kind of already happened, one recent event that took place was the Spooktacular in downtown Perry for the recent Halloween holiday. So can you just talk to us a little bit about how that went here in the city of Perry?
From what I heard and what I could tell myself, it was a very successful, very popular event. I'm hearing various numbers come in as far as how many pieces of candy people gave out, kind of depended on how well they prepared, how much they brought with them. But some of the higher numbers are in the 1500 range as far as how many pieces of candy they gave out, but 1000, 1200 as well. So it really just depended on, you know, if they were prepared, if they ran to Ben's Five in Time, if they got more candy or not. But it was a very full downtown for those that witnessed it. People walking around, lots of kiddos, lots of dogs in costumes, as well as adults enjoying the whole ordeal. So about 48 businesses participated on the sidewalks handing out candy and treats, and the library gave out about 700 books, which is really cool too.
When we're talking a little bit more in depth about some of the events that are going to be coming up, one of those is of course the Chamber Coffee, which people will be able to come right here to Raccoon Valley Radio here in Perry, get a little behind the scenes. I know we've talked a little bit about what's going to happen. There's going to be a ribbon cutting, of course, the Chamber Coffee itself. But to give people a little bit of an insight about what a Chamber Coffee really is, the Chamber of Commerce has recently got back to doing those again. What should people expect if they come on out to Raccoon Valley Radio next Friday, November 12th, for that Chamber Coffee? What should they expect to get from it?
Expectations, really think about a networking event. So it's really a matter of making those connections with other chamber members and community members. And then it's a spotlight light of that host business. And so it's kind of twofold. You know, you have that mingle time where it's just connecting with those that are present, but then really offering space and time for that host to show off what's really exciting, what's going on. A lot of times people are hosting to coincide with some new announcement or activity, or they're wanting to get people in to talk about a new program or product that they have, or introduce new staff. So there's lots of different reasons why people want to host a chamber coffee and how they schedule it to coincide with what's going on. The really exciting thing about the Raccoon Valley Radio Chamber Coffee, we are also going to add the ribbon cutting. So it's a little bit old news at this point. It's been a full year with the renovations and upgrades and all the technology, but people don't necessarily get to see that unless we have a reason to invite them in and have this activity. So that's going to be really exciting to have that networking time, but then really have the opportunity to show off all of the things that go on behind the scenes here and at any business that hosts. So it's just a chance to get connected, and it's a great networking thing that we do every month.
Now, of course, next week is going to be kind of filled with some events, but can you just give us a little bit more insight on that fall event that's going to be taking place next week in the Holiday Sippin' Shop?
So with the Holiday Sippin' Shop, as I mentioned before, it's just a chance for those extended hours for shopping. So sometimes if you're working late or you work out of town, you don't always get to the various retail businesses before they close during the week. And so this is just a good chance to get out and enjoy those extended hours, 5 to 8 p.m. The usual suspects are participating again this year. So you've got your downtown retail as well as some that are off the beaten path a little bit too. But it's just a chance of the change of seasons. Now everyone is really pushing for holiday. So lots of home decor is out there now. People are starting to think about decorating, and they're also thinking about gifting. So it's a matter of having that extra time to do that, see what's new, support local businesses that way, and enjoy yourself a little bit as well. So Sip and Shop for the holidays, and every business just does their own thing as far as the refreshments or specials. So just take a look to see what all they've got going on and who's all participating. We have a Facebook event page is kind of the easiest way to put all the information right there and see who's involved that way.
Now, is there anything else you would like to talk about or mention?
Real quick, one thing, we are going to help with the Festival of Trees Reshuffled. And so helping out the gals at the Carnegie Library. And so really, if people are wanting to participate, it is open to anyone that would like to do that. We will help match locations. If you have a decoration that you want to add, we'll help find a space. And then vice versa, if you've got space that you'd like to have filled, we can help with that too. Obviously, just encouraging people to decorate for the holidays and supporting that tradition so that it can continue this year. And then hopefully next year, we'll be back at the Carnegie.
And that was our conversation with Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.